Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your rate update. So what we're going to talk about today is your market that you live in, that you're looking to buy in. Is it a buyer's or seller's market? Because you need to know these things. Are you going to overpay, or are you maybe getting a good value on your house? I'm going to show you how to do that and where to get all the information here next. But what you're seeing on your screen is all this stuff. And you're probably thinking, why do you have all this on your desk, Dan? Well, this is what I look at on a daily basis. Why? I'm a mortgage advisor. I need to know what's going on with rates and mortgage programs to figure out, you know, the housing affordability and so forth. So this is what I monitor. Some people still think that they should monitor the 10-year treasury to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates. I'm here to tell you today, no, there's a new instrument that's been brought up, that's brought to the market years ago that people still don't get. Guys, here's all I got to explain to you guys. If you're wanting to track what in the world's going on with mortgages and mortgage rates, you should follow the MBS market. I follow the MBS Live. It's a system that I use. So if you're in the mortgage industry or you're a realtor, you can subscribe to this system down below. But if you're a consumer, this is way overkill. Just watch me on a daily basis. I'll give you the gist of what's happening in your markets, how you can figure out if maybe your market is a buyer's market or a seller's market, and where to go to get the best financing in the whole country to make sure you're getting the right programs at the lowest rates in the country. So without further ado, let's get over to it. Here's what I'm seeing in the markets right now. So what I focus in on right now is the MBS market, because this gives me a bead or what's going to go on with mortgage rates. What this is telling me right now is the price of the mortgage-backed security bond. The price right now is $100, 101.67. Okay, it's down 0.17. What does this mean? Well, it basically says the price of this bond is down 0.17. Okay, what happens in that case? Well, mortgage rates are going to go up. They have an inverse relationship to the price of the MBS markets and the yield. Okay, so that's what you need to know. So this number, if this number's down, means rates are going up. Again, an inverse relationship, a flip-flop. So this number's down, rates are up. This number's up, rates are down. The bigger the number up or down, the bigger adjustments in rates. So you're going to probably see rates adjust today, maybe 0.05, nothing major. So this isn't anything to really write home about. So let's get over to the next bit of context. So what prompted this video today is when I got inventory. We got the inventory report this morning. It says inventory decreased 1.3% week over week. So the first thing you're thinking is, no big deal, it's just a modest decrease. Well, yes and no. So let's get over to how do you analyze the market? And we're going to focus in on your market specifically, your local markets, on is it a buyer's market or a seller's market? Let's learn it. Let's get to our lesson. So the first thing we want to go through here is I want to give you trends. Just because you see one piece of news that says this or that your market's down or whatever, don't let anybody fool you to say, hey, look at this caption. That means the world's ending, right? Well, not necessarily. Let's look over here. Inventory was up 51.6% compared to the same week in 2022. Last week, it was up 59.1%. Okay. But keep reading, and down 52.4% compared to the same week in 2019. Last week, it was down 50.9%. So you have to look at it. There's huge moves that were took effect last year because mortgage rates basically went from 3 to 7.5, okay? And there's still the pandemic and everything else. So what we're trying to figure out is, if this pandemic is now over and we get back to normalcy, whatever that is, where should the markets be? That's what we're trying to figure out here. So I'm going to focus in on is inventory is down, but up, but down. I don't know. Let's get to figure out what your local areas are. But the first thing I want to come across is everybody keeps saying, you know, the housing market's going to crash. You know, it's going to be worse than 2008. Here's 2008. So let's put that in perspective. Okay. That's the highlights of a lot of channels, right? Okay. So let's poke at that a little bit. During this time frame, right through here, right in this time frame here, a lot of people, millions of people were getting subprime mortgages. Portion of that subprime mortgages, or a big portion of that subprime mortgages, were these teaser adjustable rates and programs. So here's a particular example of a loan that was out there. You had a 580 credit score. Today's world, you can't even get a conventional loan with a 580 credit score, just to give you the relevance of that. So back when you can get a 580 credit score, you can get an 80% first mortgage, okay, 80% first mortgage, without verifying your income, your assets, anything. You could just fill out an application. If you had a 580 credit score and a job, you could pretty much get 80% financing. And then all the investors came out and said, well, none of these people have 20% to put down. So we need another product to help these people buy. So they created now a second lien, a home equity loan, at 20% of the loan amount. So now you got an 80% loan to value on a stated income, stated asset, no verifications required on a goofy adjustable rate mortgage that would put your payment at about a third of what it should be. Okay. Then a second mortgage to give you the rest of the money that you need to buy on that house. So you're financing 100% of that house. All right. So what happens is, you know, you get that loan and a year, two, three goes by and the payment adjusts. Okay, because you had an adjustable rate mortgage. So now what do you do? Well, if you weren't in this phase yet, you could refinance again. And that's what people were doing. So house values kept going up and up and up and up. Then all of a sudden, some of these started to pop and people couldn't refinance. Okay, that was the beginning of the end. That was the beginning of the domino effect. So then what happened was the house values weren't staying steady enough or high enough. So when people went to refinance, now their house, they owed more than their house was worth. Well, now they can't refinance. So now what do? Well, they try to hold off as long as they can to make payments, try to work with the banks, try to do anything they can. Because remember, they got this goofy loan that they never qualified for, shouldn't have qualified for, is this exorbitant low rate. And now their payments on the house keep going up and up and up and up to the point they're like, I can't make the payments. I got to do something. I got to sell. I got to refinance. Can't refinance. No, I got to sell. So these people everybody started throwing their house on the market. Thus, this, okay? They couldn't refinance. Remember, they couldn't refinance and they can't make these payments. Today's market, we have people with the lowest rates ever in history, the majority of homeowners, on fixed rates. Their payments aren't changing. So if they qualified back in here, they can still make those payments. Okay, you get what I'm saying there. So all these houses came to market. So now you have all these homes. What happens? If there's an excess supply of anything, I mean way excess supply, prices go down, okay? Prices go down, the flip-flop. If there's no product, let's think the Picasso, there's one. People pay millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars for that one. But now you have an excess amount of something. So people are just, I'll just wait till there's an equilibrium. Well, the prices are gonna come down and down and down and down and down. That's what happened. Now, here's what we have right now. People aren't selling. So if you're in my situation, I got a 2.5% 30-year fixed on my loan. I can't even sell my house and move to a smaller house and get reprieve on my payment. My payment's going to go up. So I stay in my house. Thus, there's no inventory. Okay. So what I want you to figure out, here's the challenge that I have for you and your realtor. In your area, your local area, it could be, here's why I say your local area. Here's what's happening with housing. Miami's still stumping me on this one. It's still up 8.3% year over year in March of 2023. But you're still having all these houses, Cleveland, Ohio, Kansas City, Cincinnati, Memphis, St. Louis, Orlando, Baltimore, Jackson, Providence. They're all prominent. They're all still okay markets. And if you watch a lot of the channels and a lot of mainstream media, they're saying the market's crashing, houses are plummeting. Well, they're going to use two, three examples. What are those examples? Down here. Well, the hottest markets in the world last year and the year before are now taking a little bit of a toll. So you can't use these three bottom feeders to prove your point. You have to use all this data. Okay. So what I want you to do is figure out, is your market a buyer's market or a seller's market? How do you do that? Well, you want to take you got to figure out the absorption rate. What is it? The average number of sales per month in your area divided by the number of properties available, you know, in your market as well. So a buyer's market is when that factor is right through here. In such a situation, it would be, for example, a market where 200 properties are listed and 5 homes being sold would have an absorption rate of 2.5%. That is a buyer's market. Okay. However, a seller's market is this. If you had 50 homes in that market, and of 250 homes of 200 sold, which had a 25% sell rate, well, that would be a seller's market. Okay, so hope you get that. Here's where I want you to get your data, right where we started at. So you're going to go to Zillow. And at the bottom of Zillow, there's going to be research and housing data. You're going to click the data and housing, okay? Then you're going to scroll down, and it's going to give you everything you need. Housing forecast, rentals, inventory, listed and sales prices, sales count. It's going to give you everything you need to figure out what your local market is doing. And is it a buyer's market or a seller's market? Because that could make a huge difference in you making money short term on your house or potentially losing money. So without further ado, let's figure out what's going on with mortgage rates today. So what you're seeing on your screen right now is what's going on to the price of a mortgage-backed securities. So let's refresh this, see if there's any changes. Yes, it is down 28. So all I need you to know on this section here is basically it's the same thing as here, but this is a little more elaborate from what I use versus Mortgage News Dailies. But they're saying the MBS market, the price of this bond is down 0.28 right now. That's what you're seeing here. So the MBS 5.0 bond is trading at 99.11, is down 0.28. All you need to know is if this number is down, rates are going up. If this number is up, rates are going down. Where are rates right now? Well, here's where they are. They took a pretty big bump on Friday. You can see mortgage rates went up 0.11 on 30-year fixed on Friday. What this is you're seeing on your screen is what's going on with mortgage rates based on mortgage news data, Mortgage News Daily's data that they compile on a daily basis. So what they do is they survey mortgage lenders all over the country and said, if you had a borrower looking to buy their first house, single family home, primary home, they had a 740 credit score with 20% down, what would their rate be? And so what they do is they survey mortgage lenders all over the country. They respond, and here's the averages. So if you'd like to find out if you qualify for a house in your area, you need a realtor in your area, we'd love to help you. You need to get pre-approved. You don't know how much you get qualified for. That's what we do for a living, folks. So to find out more about me and my team, all I need you to do is go to therateupdate.com. Here's what's going to pop up for you there, therateupdate.com. You're going to find our website right here. Our information or best way to get a hold of us is give us a call at 844-775-5626. Or down below in the description, there is a link for you guys to schedule a one-on-one consultation with me or one of my mortgage advisors to put you in the driver's seat if you're looking to buy a house in 2023. So thanks so much for watching, guys. I hope you learned something today. I hope you really learned something today. I truly do. And if you find my videos informative and entertaining, all I ask you to do is give us a thumbs up, subscribe down below, hit the bell every time you post a video. You get advised, and maybe you can watch us and help support the channel. So thank you so much, guys, and I'll see you today at 3 o'clock live. We come live every day at 3 o'clock to answer any questions you guys have about the markets, and it could be anything from, you know, what's my local area doing, what's mortgage rates going to do, to all the way to, you know, what do you think the Dow Jones is going to do in 2023? So hope you join us at 3 o'clock, guys. See you then. Bye-bye.